Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Among the surahs we recited last night in Taraweeh in the 26th para was Surah Qaf. Suratul Qaf is such an important surah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the surah in large gatherings like that of Eid and Jumu'ah. A sahabiya, Sayyidina Umme Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that for 2 years we should share the same oven with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family. The same oven we should use, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family should also use the same oven. In other words, we should live as neighbors, very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I learned Surah Qaf from the tongue of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he recites the surah excessively. And especially in the Jummah khutbah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Surah Qaf, approximately 3 or 4 pages. So this surah, we can see how important it is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this surah in the Jummah khutbah and in the Eid Salat. Basically, the contents of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Qiyamah, resurrection, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels recording our deeds, about maut, man's origin. One ayat in this surah, there are so many ayat that we can speak on, but there's one particular ayat, inshallah, if we make amal on this and understand how important it is to safeguard our tongue. Allah Ta'ala mentions, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Man does not even utter one word, or he hardly even utters the word. Whenever he speaks a word, then immediately we find the angels waiting. They are vigilant, they are watching all the time, they are hearing, and they record every single word a person says. Therefore, Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that our registers are open, the pens are there, the angels are listening, and immediately you say anything, they're already recording. Therefore, we should be very mindful and very careful what words we are choosing, what we are speaking. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in hadith, in Tirmizi it is mentioned, that every morning when man rises, then the limbs of his body, his hands, his feet, his ears, his eyes, they all plead to the tongue. And they say, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us. How you conduct yourself, this is how we will behave. According to how you behave, we will also behave. In other words, if you are straight, then we'll also be straight. If you are crooked, we'll behave crooked. If the tongue speaks lies, probably the hand then will steal or deceive a person. Therefore, the limbs of the body, every morning they plead to the tongue, that please make sure you are straight today. One hadith mentions, the most gunas man makes is due to his tongue. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Amlik alayka lisanak. Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to control his tongue. Amlik alayka lisanak. And one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ يَضْمَلِّ مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلِهِ أَضْمَلْ لَهُ أَجَنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who guarantees me protection of his tongue and his private parts, I guarantee him entry into Jannat. Sometimes a person does not know what he says and he just blurts out something, and after a few days he realizes he hurt somebody's feeling and then he regrets. Therefore again, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who believes in Allah and the Akhirat, either he speaks something good, some kind word, some advice, or otherwise, he should rather remain silent. Sometimes a person says a very good word, something that will gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and he says it not even realizing the beautiful words he is saying. So alhamdulillah, through that, he reaches the highest stages in Jannat. On the other hand, he says things, not really intending to say those things, but he blurted out those things, and it takes him to the ebb of Jahannam. Many times we don't know what we're saying, we just curse, we swear, we make ghibat, we speak lies. It is mentioned in hadith, a person who speaks lies, then the angels, they run far away from him because of the stench, the foul smell that emanates from this person's mouth, because he is speaking lies. We take false oaths, and everything we take qasam. Especially a businessman, when he is selling his product, when he is selling his goods, and if he takes a false qasam, it is mentioned in the hadith, perhaps he will sell that merchandise, but will bring him no barakat whatsoever. Three people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to them on the day of Qiyamah. Amongst those people is that person, the trader, who sold his goods by taking a false qasam. In other words, probably he could have said, that the qasam, this I'm giving for cost price, whereas this is not the truth. Or you'll never get a garment like this anywhere in town, and mine is the cheapest, and this is the best. So a person takes false oaths also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes naraz with such a person. Ghibat, there are so many incidents regarding ghibat, so many ahadith. Last night also, in the surah before, the surah Hujurat, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. A person who makes ghibat of his brother or sister, it is likened to eating the carrion of his Muslim brother or sister. The dead meat, the rotten meat, no person would like to eat the rotten meat of his brother. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't make ghibat of your Muslim brother or sister. Nabiya Kareem asked the Sahaba, do you know what is ghibat? He said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Then Nabiya Kareem explained to him, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. You're mentioning something of your brother that he does not like. So one Sahabi said, but what if what we are saying about the Muslim brother or sister of ours, and that is true about him? Nabiya Kareem says, exactly, that is ghibat. That the thing is found in him, he is guilty of it, and you are telling others about it. And if he is not guilty of it, فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَهُ, then you have slandered him, and that's worse. One hadith is mentioned, الْغِيبَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا. Ghibat is worse than zina even. So when we lie, we cheat, or we speak, or we harm somebody by means of our tongue, Nabiya Kareem has mentioned to us, exercise complete control. Cursing, very common amongst women. In one hadith it is mentioned, Nabiya Kareem also mentioned that the inmates of Jahannam, most of them are women. And the reason for that is because they curse a lot. They do not obey their husbands. They are very ungrateful to their husband, that is one. And the other one is that they curse a lot, especially common amongst the women folk. Many times the children are troublesome, so they don't realize and they give a badwa. Who knows, it is time for acceptance of dua, and after that we regret. There was one woman had a very loose tongue, all the time nagging and swearing and cursing. So she goes to some Maulana and complains about her husband, my husband like this, like that, and all the time. But this Maulana, mashallah, Allah gave him some aqal, wisdom. He realized that the problem lied with this woman. So he tells her, there's a very special ta'weez I'm giving you. Place it under your tongue the moment your husband enters, and make sure the ta'weez does not fall out of your mouth. If it falls out of the mouth, you'll be in big trouble. So alhamdulillah, as the husband came in, ta'weez isn't inside her mouth, and she's making sure it does not fall out of her mouth. After a few weeks, she goes to the Maulana, mashallah, your ta'weez is very, very powerful. You'll find generally, this happens at home also, that the women folk, they don't realize, they can't control their tongue, they become angry. They are weak, so we must overlook their faults. We must not behave like them. And we also, when we talk amongst ourselves, instead of just gossiping and chit-chatting, making ghibat, and sometimes we swear, use vulgar language. It is mentioned, one of the signs of a munafiq, إِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ, when he argues, then he uses foul, indecent language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, especially in the month of Ramadan, to repent of our sins and to exercise complete control of our tongue. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.